Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, in for Bill and Wendy. Our next guest is the co-owner of one of the most successful steakhouses in Chicago, Chicago Cut Steakhouse. For the second straight year this past Sunday, Chicago Cut, along with the USO, fed 500-plus cadets,
wow,
instructors, and their families at Naval Station Great Lakes for a holiday breakfast of steak and eggs.
Fantastic.
And again, this year, they are sending a service member home for the holidays. In studio with us is co-owner David Flom.
Happy holidays, Pete and
Hi,
Jane.
David.
Nice to see you guys.
I saw the pictures on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. How much fun was Sunday?
You know what? Obviously, giving back is one of the greatest joys in life, and there's no better place, I think, to do it than the military. All these young people who are going out and protecting the freedom that our country's about and doing it so graciously. You know, I never had to do it, so I got more respect for these people than you can dream of.
Of course, we all do, and we thank them for their service, but you have a personal connection because of your father-in-law.
My father-in-law served for 40-plus years in the military. He's a Legion of Merit Award winner, CW5, Michael Donahue. Big shout-out to him. But
nice picture of you two serving food
on
Facebook.
Great. We were
love
with
him.
Captain Hawkins, who's the post commander there at Great Lakes, does a super job. And, you know, we couldn't have had a better day up there.
What a treat for the soldiers, but what a treat for you, too, to be able to know that you're giving back and do it. How do you pull it off? And what was the response that you got from everybody as they're sitting there and they're eating and this is just such a wonderful day?
Well, I mean, it starts with my team. My team walked into the kitchen at 2 a.m. that day volunteering to work the event. So they're cooking all this food, getting it going. Chef Stefan Israel out taking care of all that. And then a bunch of servers volunteered to help come serve it along with some of our customers who volunteered to come serve it. We all went up there together and did it together. And then to see these people who, you know, aren't going home for the holidays, probably haven't been home for the holidays from a number of years, and they continue to serve and continue to work, whether they're coming up as a cadet or they're continuing their service as an instructor there at the base, it's pretty unbelievable.
I'm sure you've heard a million stories, and it's like, I have no problems. After hearing their stories.
Right. I mean, I had no idea there's 35,000 soldiers at Great Lakes Naval Base. It's the largest
35,000? I had no idea.
Right.
35,000?
35,000 Did I just hear that people right? serving at that base.
You're
both
kidding.
Marines and Navy. I had no idea that it's the largest military base in the state of Illinois. It's an hour from downtown Chicago.
Right.
There's a USO center there that's, I don't know, 50 years old. Needs some rehabbing. So I'm helping them rehab it with the USO of Illinois. If you do want to give back, go to usoofillinois.org. There's a donate button there. Specify on it the USO Center at Great Lakes. Great place for your money to go this holiday.
Can I tell you something about Great Lakes, the base?
Please.
So both my parents were in the Air Force.
Nice.
I've retired. And growing up, that's where we would go. Like, that was where our road trips were. We went to Great Lakes. I did all of my school shopping. Like, we needed school supplies. We needed school clothes. We'd get them at the BX. Mom and Dad would go in the officers' club. George and Jane would be sitting outside just, like, waiting for, like, a kitty cocktail or something, playing on the, I don't know, whatever kind of toys they had out there. But it was such a, I miss it. And it was such an honor to be able to go there with my parents.
Right.
And knowing that, you know, there's people like you that are supporting and it's still going strong. And so thank you for doing that. And I have great memories there.
Yeah, I mean, the USO is a home away from home. It's a place where people can go when they're serving and just feel like that they're at another person's home and that they're looking after them. So it's a special place.
Can we help next year?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to come serve food.
Yeah, do it. We'll do it.
I mean, you got
it's only going to get bigger.
You got down and dirty. I mean, you cooked and you served. You did the whole deal. You just didn't supervise.
Well, it's what you got to do.
Up to your elbows.
I love this. And last year, you did this for the very first time. We're going to send a cadet home, aren't we?
Yeah. This year, we're sending a Marine home.
Okay.
He's sitting in a class right now. He has no idea that he's about to get this phone call. He was told to take the phone call, and he could leave the class. And
so this is a Marine that wasn't headed home for the holidays.
Not headed home for the holidays.
How do you choose the person? Do you ask the instructor, hey, we want to send somebody home again?
You know, it's great. The USO of Illinois does a super job of working with the actual Marines and Navies here in Illinois, and they go to the leaders and say, who's a person that's deserves this? Who's a person who hasn't been home in a while? Who's a person that has served extremely well? And so they pick a person each year for us, which is great. And then we're honored to send them home. And, you know, I got a great email from the guy we sent home last year and pictures of him and his mom and his family. You know, he hadn't been home in 3.5 years.
Wow. I mean,
think about that.
So they give him the time off. And then you fly him out to wherever he's going.
Yeah, they give him
Chicago
the
Cut pays
off.
For it.
That's amazing.
Just to give back.
And I know I have a girlfriend whose nephew's there right now, and so she's flying in from Arizona to spend the day with him because that's all he gets. He's only been there for a short time, so he doesn't get to go home. But they're coming in just to take him to dinner, and then they have a couple hours of free time on Christmas Day.
So we're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna call this kid cold and say, "Hey, listen, you're on the radio. We're gonna send you home."
Beautiful.
I love doing stuff like this.
He's going to be speechless and his mouth is going to be on the ground.
Well, you came in last year. I was filling in last year at the exact same time for Bill and Wendy, and we did it last year, and it's like, oh my God. Just a change.
You're
changing someone's life around the holidays. Yeah. This is fun stuff. So stay tuned. We'll do that next on 720 WGN.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, the owner of Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom in studio with us. We're going to make someone very, very happy. They're calling him right now. All right.
This is exciting, Pete.
It is. Is this Corporal Jarrett on the phone with us?
Yes, it is.
How you doing? This is Pete McMurray and Jane Monzuris from WGN Radio. You're on the radio. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Say hello to David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Sorry,
how about yourself?
We took you out of class.
Are you're in the middle of a class right now?
I am, but luckily right now I'm actually on a break for chow. So
nice.
All right. And what are you eating?
I'm just getting some Subway right now.
Some Subway. Yes. Were you there Sunday for the big breakfast?
A big chow?
The holiday breakfast? Corporal Jarrett?
No, I was unable to attend that because I've still been down here in Camp Lejeune.
Well, first of all, we'd like to thank you for your service. Now, when was the last time you made it home?
Last time, it's probably about 6 months ago or so.
It's been 6 months since you've seen your family. Do you have a special girl at home you'd like to see?
Well, I do actually have a girlfriend in Nebraska that I haven't seen in quite a while.
Okay. Well, David Flom's here from Chicago Cut, and he has something that he'd like to say.
Corporal, we'd like to send you home for the holidays. On behalf of Chicago Cut Steakhouse, we can't thank you enough for your service. Your senior officers have elected you as the soldier that we're going to send home for this year for Christmas, and we can't thank you enough.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much, sir.
So your senior officers have shared with me that you're free to go home on the 29th and come back on the 2nd, and I'm about to email you a plane ticket to go home. The fine people at Chicago Cut Steakhouse, our entire staff, want to wish you the happiest of holidays. And we all pitched in on this together to make sure there was a special one for you.
Wow. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that so very much.
And we also have to thank United Airlines. Where is he going to be sitting?
Oh, well, yeah, the nice people at United Airlines wanted to make sure that you were sitting in first class. So you are in seat 1A on both flights going there on the way home.
First class, both ways, seat 1A.
All right.
So,
wow.
Corporal Jarrett, I just want to make sure you got this. I know you're in shock.
I'm in shock.
Chicago Cut is sending you home for the holidays to see your family, and hopefully your girl will be there from Nebraska.
Yes, sir. Wow. I am in a bit of shock. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'm crying before this is even happening. I'm just, my mouth is on the floor. I'm so excited for you, Corporal. Did you ever in a million years imagine that your supervisors would allow this and that you get this present?
It's very, very surprising. I'm extremely, extremely excited.
Well, God bless you. God bless your family. And thank you again for your service. We really appreciate it.
Corporal, you'll see a couple of emails coming from me in the next 15 minutes, right, as we hang up the phone. One other person we need to thank, Pete, is George at Windy City Limousine. He provided the limousines to and from the airport.
Ah!
for Corporal to get there.
That's
so
great.
Big shout out to Windy City Limousine. The other thing I want to reiterate again, if you got a couple more dollars left in the bank here, so you had in Christmas, donate them to usoofillinois.org. You can put who you hear about us from Chicago Cutter, WGN. All the money will go towards the rebuilding of the USO Center, Great Lakes Naval Center, which desperately needs some work.
So, Corporal Jarrett, look for an email. The limo's going to pick you up, take you over to the United Terminal. You're going to fly first class to see your family, and the same deal on the way home, okay?
All right. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And who's the first call you're going to make to right now?
Probably my girlfriend, but maybe then immediately my mom and dad.
Yeah, you better call mom.
And the instructor, too. I thank the instructor, yes. Corporal Jarrett,
thank you.
Merry
so
Christmas, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. I love that. I love it. David Flom, you're just, wow.
I have the
Jane
chills.
And I are getting choked up here.
My eyes are tearing up.
We're
welling
up.
We'll come back to you with photos as he gets to the airport and the whole thing like
so
that.
So George at Windy City Limo, thank you. People at United, thank you. And of
David
course,
Hilfman at United Airlines helped to make this happen, so that's wonderful. We can't thank him enough. We can't thank enough all the people at USO of Illinois, Jessica Dolan, et cetera, her whole team has helped us make this whole year possible.
So usoillinois.org.
USO of Illinois.
On their homepage, there's .org. A red button. You fill in your information. You put your credit card in. It takes 3 seconds, and it goes a long way.
I love it.
Can we do this every year?
For
I love
sure.
it.
Can we do it every week?
I mean, well, I don't know about
once
that.
Once a month, maybe?
Yes. Thank you. David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse. It's 720 WGN.